Towering over a worn metal fence inside a well-used workyard, Kevin Clark's imposing Medusa has been a visible curiosity just off Petaluma's main east-west thoroughfare for several months now.
It's a 14-foot mirrored stainless steel face. There's 26 snakes. Some of them are 60 feet long. The snakes go up as high as 26 feet, creating a hangout area underneath that's shaded by all the snakes. It has 26 fire-breathing heads. We can blow through hundreds of gallons of propane a night. It's an interactive art piece for Burning Man.
Accordingly, this Medusa is built to make a stunning impression.
We have LEDs coming from the top of the skull down onto the ground. We have strobe lights in all of the heads. We have programmed LED lights in each of the snake heads, RGB LEDs blinking different colors, and they all breathe fire.
In Greek mythology, Medusa was one of the three Gorgon sisters, whose head was covered with writhing, venomous snakes instead of hair. Any man who saw her was immediately turned to stone. Clark's less lethal representation debuted at Burning Man last August, and she's being readied to return to the Northern Nevada desert next week, explains Clark's partner and business manager, Michelle Ramazzi.
We're bringing it back in the same form. We're just troubleshooting all of our fire systems and lighting, because the desert is quite harsh, and so we didn't have all the fire effects working last year, and though we're making sure that we will have them all working perfectly this year.
Even fully disassembled, the elaborate sculpture will fill four 40-foot semi-trucks and take most of a week to get back into working order.
The assembly of the actual piece is not that difficult. It's really just feeding through all of the gas hose and wiring harnesses and hooking up all the lights and making sure all those systems work.
Also, digging trenches and installing the gas lines for the 2,000 gallons of propane they'll be taking along. So yes, this is a project that grew far beyond Clark's initial idea.
The inspiration was one of those old-time carnival entrances. They were cutouts and painted like a giant clown face where you walk through the mouth or something. And, you know, it just kind of grew. It was a lot smaller when I was thinking about it being the entrance.
He began with a concept, but never really had a plan.
None. And it really started as I took a skull that I had, I took the face, I put it down, and I thought about this ring that would go around there and these snake-like things that would come out of it to create this gazebo, and it just grew.
It's all in his head. We call it mind to metal because that's how he builds things, is from his mind, and then he translates it into metal.
With access to a free trove of 55-gallon barrels, which are then cut down to become the segments of the snakes, the scale was pretty much established, and Ramazzi served as the model for the forbidding face.
At first, I just thought that I was going to be a face for him to use, but I didn't really think it was going to look like me, and so as time went on, I was like, whoa, that is me. And I should have known better because he's an amazing artist. People say, how do you feel about being Medusa? She was a very powerful woman, so I think it's cool.
Burning Man's week-long run this year begins on August 29th, but in the back of his mind, Clark is already thinking ahead to his next project there, though at this point, he's only ready to offer a single detail about it.
Something bigger.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.